Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Bloomingdale Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomingdale on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Jeff.
KA2YDC. Hi, Jeff.
And WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's three right off the top. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting here. We were kind of lucky. All week long, severe thunderstorms kind of went around us. We've only had a total of 1.3 inches of rain all week, and I know we've had a lot more in a lot of the areas around here. But they seem to have gone north of us. In fact, I think your area probably got a lot more than that. So things are kind of peaceful and quiet tonight. And just thought I'd check in, kind of listen for a while, and say 7-3s to all there. KA2ZZ.
Okay, yeah, we've been getting quite a bit of rain here. It's raining now. I took a little hike out there, and it was, let's just say I was not as dry when I got home as I was when I left. It's been raining here pretty steady, but one nice thing is it's brought out the mushrooms. I found a big patch of oyster mushrooms tonight. I'm kind of happy about that, so hopefully we'll be cooking them up in a couple days. All right, well, stay dry out there, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. K2YDC, Charlie, out there I'm fine. What's going on tonight?
Not much going on here in the town of Fine today, usually, but my son took off he's only gone for a couple days there at Fred's camp there in Black Lake. So it leaves me and the wife here alone there, so I guess we'll probably find something to do, occupying our time. And that's about all that's going on here. And always a pleasure to see you guys on the net there. So this is KA2YDC. Wishing everybody a good evening. Back to that.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah, well, thanks for checking in, and just good to see you. I haven't heard you, a few days anyway. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father down there in the Hudson Valley on Echo Link. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2IT, WB2RUQ here. Not much here in the lower Hudson Valley, mid-Hudson Valley, if you will. Gloria and I were up in Kingston earlier this afternoon. I had a dental appointment. And then we grabbed a bite to eat over at the Red Lobster and worked our way home along 9W. I don't think we broke the mid-70s today. Humidity's high. Got the air conditioning running here in the living room. Makes it very comfortable. And it's been raining. We're not getting a steady rain. Around us, we're getting a lot of heavy rain. So we're kind of like maybe picking up a quarter of what they are, but it's raining right now out there, so it comes in spurts. So we expect some heavy rain tomorrow. Tomorrow we got to go up to Ellenville, so figures. All right, that's it from here, Jeff. Nothing else to report on. It's currently 68 degrees, by the way. WQRUQ.
Okay, well, I don't know what everybody else is getting, but we've gotten a lot of rain. A couple times went out there to the truck, and the back of the bed was had a good inch or two of water in it. The way I parked, it kind of, you know, with a plastic bed, it kind of, you know, fills up in there. And we've been getting quite a bit of rain here. I'm happy because I did all my planting there in the garden, well, most of it anyway, on Tuesday. So it relieves a lot of work that I would have to do to water and everything else. So plus some shrubs that we had planted out front, they're getting nice. I don't have to water them either. So it's saving me a bit of time. It's supposed to cool down here tonight. They're saying tomorrow's going to, the highs are only going to be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow night, you know, into Saturday morning there, they said it could be a low in the 30s. So I'm hoping it does. Hope I didn't plant too early, but I don't. They're not calling for any frost, but let's hope not. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray. Good evening. What's going on tonight up there on the hill?
We only got 62 degrees and it's not raining. Last night it rained so hard that it took the satellite dish and the TV and kind of the digital signals was next impossible to watch anything. So it's much nicer tonight.
Roger, I had the same problem there with the dish there last night. I was recording the Yankee game there, and I noticed it patched out a couple times, but, oh, that's all right. What are you going to do? It happens. All right, did you ever end up going to the auctions, or no?
Yeah, came back empty.
Oh, well. Well, at least you tried. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, not too much different going on. Got a lot of time on my hands. We had an inch and a quarter of rain, and the rain gauge, I checked at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and got most of the rain we had in the last 24 hours. I've been busy. The Legion has a golf tournament July 27th, and I'm selling space. Hold. Advertise. So we'll be next 4 or 5 weeks filling the space. So that's about all the news. The rain, you're familiar with the rain, so no sense mentioning it. The thunder bangers haven't been too bad. Last night though, the weather station advertised possibility of a tornado for a solid hour. It got rather monotonous. The thing went by an hour before, so nobody was monitoring the announcement, which is sort of disgusting. Of course, it's a tough job if you have a serious windstorm. They get chewed out for not giving you all the details, so I get a little. Okay, that's about all the news. We'll let you go. KD2AIT, this is KD2VLA. Be clear and listen now.
Okay, good luck with the work there with the golf outing. And, hopefully at some point here we'll get a little bit of dry weather, too. All right, Clint, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, this is for myself. I did some work here this morning. And then we did a little bit of work here in the garden. And we had a thing up there at the Dodge Pratt Northern there with the kids and the ham radios, and you know, a little educational thing with the kids. And Pete pretty much ran it all, but we had a good time showing the kids how to play around with the walkie-talkies and whatever. And we got back here, got a little bit of more work done, and working on an old lawnmower, trying to get it running. And like I said earlier, I took a hike out in the woods, found some edible mushrooms, and it's getting that time of the spring now where it's nice and rainy and warmed up enough that you know, you're going to be able to find them. So that's about it here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Rally Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight and say 73s to those who listened in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Being heard, this is N2ADV. I'll be clearing QSY 73 Golf.